What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we got kicked off the air yesterday because the Seahawks were on, which I had no problem with. At the same time, I'm not watching.
Rob's out.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
He refused to watch preseason.
Well, the Raiders played Aiden O'Connell, I think.
He was terrible.
Yeah, well, that's because he's Aiden O'Connell.
He went 18 to 30 with two picks.
And the Seahawks played Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, and then they gave way to Milroe in the second half.
How'd Milroe look?
He looked all right. I mean, it was like 6 of 10, 60 yards. Had a nice scramble where he ran for...
It's a 27-yard
game, something like that.
He also had a nice little, like, he was in the red zone, rolled out to his right and hit a guy on a crossing route for a first down. It was okay,
just,
you know.
The first half, I'll watch.
Right. I mean, it's not supposed to be a good throw. Okay. He got it inside of coverage in between three defenders.
So. Yeah, the first half, I think you can watch and you can kind of get a general feel. You watch in the second half, I mean, you want some rookies to pop, I mean, the Seahawks were up big, and the Raiders came back and tied it. The Raiders were doing nothing when the actual starters were in, but Geno Smith only played a handful of snaps. Like, he threw three passes. So I'll tell you what, like, the Seahawks looked pretty sharp, and the Raiders did not. Take of that what you will, but I think if you're a Seahawks fan, I think there was a lot to like.
Well, what do I take of that? I mean, I don't know what to make of that.
Okay, the Seahawks offensive line looked good. Like, when you're coming in and you're looking for kind of development, this season will hinge on whether the O-line in a new system. So I think with Kubiak's new offense, I thought Gray Zabel, the rookie, looked pretty good. Sam Darnold had a lot of time to throw. They were running a lot of that stuff we've seen in a Shanahan offense, a lot of that wide zone scheme, plenty of time to throw back there for Drew Lock. I think Torrey Holton. God, Torrey.
You want to say Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt.
Wait, the great Torrey Holt is back?
No, he's
Horton.
Not.
He was the pick out of Colorado State. He blew out his knee last year, and we didn't even know if he was going to be able to play at all. Fifth round pick, and he's been stellar in camp. He had three big catches, including a touchdown. I thought Arroyo looked good at the tight end spot, and the defense in the first half was suffocating. So I just think there was a lot to like. For what a preseason game was, I think Mike McDonald and company are looking at that today saying, that's a really good outing for us. And I think if you're the Raiders, you know, that you were hoping for a better showing than that.
Well, somebody, I think it was, who's the Seahawks scribe?
Brady Henderson, maybe?
Older guy. Can't remember. I follow him on the tweets, and he was saying that it looked like the Raiders hadn't tackled.
Yeah, it was bad.
And after the game, I think Pete Carroll said that they had not tackled in practice yet.
Well, it showed.
Yeah.
They did not look sharp, and the Seahawks did.
So I don't...
They had a couple picks.
But they should look sharp against that.
Yes.
You know, so I don't... Again, this is why preseason, it's like, what do I...
Well, and then
what am I looking for?
Well, and I think, again, I think you look for development from the young guys. I think you want to see some depth. Like George Helani, who's a second year back out of Boise State, he looked really good. He had eight touches, 81 yards.
But what I'm saying is he looked really good against a Raiders team that hasn't
sure
that obviously didn't care about the game and hasn't tackled.
But when you're hearing about Horton, you're hearing about Helani in practice, and people are saying, hey, these guys are showing out in practice. This looks good. And then when you see it go out, same thing with like Zabel, and you're like, hey, these are things in practice and in the scrimmages that we're hearing positive vibes, and they come out when it matters. Yes, against lesser competition, and the Raiders certainly didn't play good at all. And that shows itself on film. That's all you can do is continue to show that you belong. And I think there were some real positive signs. If I'm a Seahawk fan, not that questions get answered, but I think you're seeing a team that looked prepared to play and I think has taken some steps.
How the hell did they tie with them?
Well, you get into the second half and then all bets are off, because then you're playing guys in the second half that are not on NFL rosters. At that point, it really is individuals just trying to fight for a handful of roster spots or to stick around on a scout team. So when you get to the second half, you can't take anything from a team concept. That is individuals just trying to prove that they belong or put out some good tape for eventually when you're cut or end up on a practice squad that someone else wants to pick you up.
I read where Ashton Jeanty had 3 carries for minus 1 yard.
Yeah, and on 2 of them, like he
why only 3 carries though?
Because they didn't, they only played their starters, and not even all their starters. They only played.
So he didn't really. He wasn't even a.
He was, yeah. He wasn't even a factor. And twice when he took the ball, He literally had to make a spin move as soon as he took the ball because someone was at his feet. The Seahawks defense was suffocating. The Raiders offense looked very, very poor.
So undefeated.
I think it'll be an interesting. I think it'll be an interesting division. The only thing I'll say about Seattle, I think their defense is going to be a top 5 or 6 defense in the NFL. Offense-wise, let's be honest. People talk like their tackles are solidified. They are not. Abe Lucas can never stay healthy, and Charles Cross is good, not great. And last year, I thought he took a step backwards. You put Zabel in at left guard. He's a rookie, but you're hearing good things. But last year, depending on which ranking tool you want to use, this was either the 29th or the 31st worst offensive line in football. And Gray Zabel doesn't make it that much better. So you still have question marks on the offensive line, and you replaced your 2 top receivers and you replaced your quarterback. Generally speaking, that, and by the way, your tight end. And I know that you let him go and you feel good about Arroyo and some of the other guys you have. But generally speaking, when you make wholesale changes like that on offense, it usually means probably a little bit of a step back or at least some growing pains. So we know Seattle is not going to be bad. They just aren't, because the last handful of years, this is a 9-win team. They're a game away from the postseason. And I think the defense making a step, and it's going to for year 2 under McDonald, their defense is going to keep them in ball games. So I think the floor for Seattle is 9 games. And can they win 1 or 2 more and get into the playoffs? I think that's a very real possibility.
So their over-under win total
is
8.5.
And that's...
But you got to pay minus 140 for that.
Yeah. So I think the floor is 9 games and you miss the playoffs by a game. And I think the ceiling is... I think it's probably a wild card and maybe 1 win in the postseason. But when you run into the elite teams, I just don't think there's going to be the firepower to get it done.
What 2 divisions do they get? Non-con.
Non-con. Their schedule is they get...
Oh, they get the AFC South. Or the sorry, the NFC South.
Yeah.
And...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So they get their schedule. They start out with the Niners, and then they get the Steelers, Saints, Cards, Bucks.
I thought you got two divisions non-conference. Am I wrong about that? You only get one division, and
you
then
only
they
get one division, and then the spread rest out. Is... Yeah. So you get
Because you get everyone in your division twice. You get one division. AFC division, and then you get some sprinkled NFC. Yeah.
So they get Niners, Steelers, Saints, Cards, Bucks, Jags, Texans, Commanders, Cards, Rams, Titans, Vikings, Falcons, Colts, Rams, and then you finish off with Carolina and San Francisco.
So they get the NFC South.
Yes.
Which is a bad...
It's a bad division.
Division.
Yes.
And then their others are...
Pittsburgh.
Tampa.
Tampa.
Yikes. No, that's NFC South.
Or, yeah.
Jacksonville, Houston.
Commanders.
The Commies. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Not... Great, not bad. I was just thinking because the NFC West is going to probably be pretty competitive.
I think it's going to be very competitive.
I mean, Arizona's better.
Some people really like
the Rams are the favorite.
Yes.
And then you got the Niners who you shouldn't count out.
No. If Matthew Stafford's back holds up, I think the Rams are a Super Bowl team. I think that has everything except for a quarterback that isn't 1,000 years old with herniated discs. But yeah, it's going to be a very competitive division. And I think Seattle's going to be in that mix. And I just think this is a better team than what we've seen the last 2 years, and they've been a game away. So I think Seattle makes the postseason. I don't think they make a lot of noise in the postseason, but this to me is a playoff team.
All right, up next, someone is claiming to have orchestrated Dido Gate in the WNBA. Who is it? Is it Jason Skanek?
It's not me. Or is it?
That's next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.